With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 10th chapter in Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Beis, Haboina Kol Shehu Chayiv. A person is liable for building even the slightest amount. Appreciating this Halacha better, Bechlal, as we are learning, when it comes to the violation of Shabbos, normally one needs to do a minimum amount of a melacha to be liable for its violation. Now, parenthetically, one may not do any part of any melacha. When we are speaking about shiurim, or a minimum amount for yur to be chayiv, what we mean is that only if and when a person, God forbid, violated a given melacha by doing a minimum but not less, only then are they liable to punishment. When a person violates Shabbos, if that violation was b'shoigeg inadvertently, the person is chayav chatos. If a person, God forbid, violated Shabbos b'mezid, the person is chayav kodes. If a person was properly forewarned prior to the violation, halachically forewarned, hasra'a, and you have kosher edim, etc., then the person is chayav skila. For that, there is generally a minimum amount. Now, parenthetically, if a person violated less than that minimum amount, it doesn't mean that they didn't violate Shabbos. They violated Shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan holds, Chatzi shiur is asur min hatoira. Eloma, they're not chayev, a penalty, a punishment, whether it is a punishment by a human based in skila, chatos, whether it is a penalty, a punishment by the heavenly based in kodesh, but they're not allowed to do it. But coming back over here, generally, Shabbos, violation of Shabbos comes together with a minimum amount. Lesser than that, you're not going to be chayiv. Building, however, Paskins and Rambam is the exception. It's not the only exception, but it's from the very few exceptions. Haboina kol shehu chayiv. Now, the reason Alpi Nigla is brought down in Gemara and Shabbos, Tavkuf Beis, that since during the Beis HaMikdash itself, or the Mishkan itself, if there was even a slightest nick or hole in any of the walls, it would be rectified in the Beis HaMikdash, hot lead would be poured in to fill it. So since a minimum amount of binyan was done in the actual Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, if we do binyan, even kol shehu, we're chayav chatos b'shoigeg. The Rebbe and the Sichas brought down in Yein Malchus Sefer Zmanim Simen Hay is explaining this halacha al pi pnimius ha'inyanim. Bechlal, we know that the kavana for which we are here is to build for Hashem a dira lo yizbarach. In other words, that my avoda is to build out of my house, to build out of my life a place where God will call home. When a Yid understands that this is the kavana for which we are here, and we do our avoda of learning Torah and of keeping mitzvahs, with the knowledge that we are building for Hashem a Beis HaMikdash Prati, and collectively the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, a Yid should know that when it comes to the mitzvah of building, even Kol Shehu has the greatest significance. Not pshat that only if I do a great mitzvah, or if I do a certain amount of mitzvahs, then can I say, ooh, I'm building a Beis HaMikdash. No, says the Rambam, that any amount, the minimal amount, Kol Shehu amount of binyan will affect and will bring down the Shechina Lamata here, by building our Beis HaMikdash Prati, and collectively your Kol Shehu and my Kol Shehu will bring about the building of the Beis HaMikdash.